Are overdoses, are they decreasing from what they've been over the last few years?
You know, I haven't looked at the numbers recently, so I can't give you a definite on that.
Yeah.
Janae.
Yeah.
There for a while, we were monitoring that stuff pretty regularly. And unfortunate as it is, it almost seems like it, because it did, it was happening more regularly.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Quite, you know, paying attention to the numbers quite as much. Now, I will tell you that because of the fact that Narcan has been given out to people, I know that there's a number of people that have been saved from the use of Narcan. So I think that the numbers for overdoses are maybe a little bit skewed at this point, because as weird as this sounds, we've had information from people that we've come into contact with where people will have these narcotics parties where one person is designated to not use at that particular time and be available with Narcan to revive anyone else who might overdose.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And then the next time, you know, that person will use, and someone else who used that first time is now the person that stands by with the Narcan. We've been told that openly from people that we've encountered in some of these investigations. So I think that some of the overdoses have been, so I wouldn't doubt it if they maybe look a little bit lower right now, but I think that that is why that's occurring, is because of the fact that more Narcan has been handed out. And people are just there now to deliver that if someone does overdose.